What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Hello, Daddy Gang.
I'm gonna give you a little behind the scenes today. I have a huge, huge interview coming up, and I realized that throughout the past couple of years, I don't really show you guys what I do in order to make an interview happen or an episode happen and how it comes to life. With interviews, there's so much that goes into it that you guys don't see. I have got a lot of people that have wanted to see the behind the scenes. I just got confirmation and locked in the date that I'm going to be interviewing Ariana Madix for her first ever podcast regarding all of the Vanderpump drama in 2 weeks. I'm very excited. I'm also like, I wouldn't say nervous, like the anticipation is building because I know so many fucking people want to hear Ariana speak, as we should. She deserves to speak her truth and speak about what happened. But to be the first podcast, that's also a lot of pressure to make sure that this interview is fucking perfect and that I am prepped in a way that makes her feel comfortable and she can just do her thing and I create a really good environment for her to feel like she wants to open up and talk to me about something really personal that's going on in her life, even though the whole world knows about it. So, I obviously saw all this drama going on. I used to watch Vanderpump Rules. I haven't watched it as often in the past few seasons just because I have like kind of fallen off. But the minute that this drama started, I did tune back in. The goal is obviously to have Ariana on. So I had my team reach out, and as we reached out, their team also was reaching out. So it worked out perfectly that they were like, we want Call Her Daddy to be the exclusive podcast that Ariana goes on. We were like, we would love that. We want to only have her on as well. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be recording this podcast with Ariana on a Monday, and we will be turning it around and putting it out on that Tuesday. That's not normal for me whatsoever. I usually like to record a week in advance. That way we have time to edit, make promos, TikToks, social assets, all the things. But this one's gonna be more of a record and upload and don't really edit it. And I think that's probably for the best because I don't really want to edit her at all. I think what she's gonna say is what she's gonna say. But again, I just want to humanize her of like, this is her personal life. She is a reality star, but I think the importance of this episode for me is to make sure that we're respectful of the fact that like this person just went through extreme heartbreak and it's very public. So come join me as we get ready for Ariana Madix to talk about all of the cheating scandal that has quite literally taken over the world.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com. This episode is brought to you by Azo Vaginal Health Products. Most women will experience a yeast infection during their lifetime, but it is time to stop giving women's health the silent treatment. I think sometimes we get so anxious, we don't want to deal with it. Well, actually, yeast infections, you're like, I actually have to deal with this. I literally am so fucking itchy right now. That is what Azo products are for. They have an entire line of products designed to help balance your vaginal pH and protect your vaginal health. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria and for protection from yeast and urinary tract issues. Try Azo Dual Protection. Azo, care that goes there. Daddy Gang, you can save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. That's azoproducts.com.
So my booking team was speaking to her booking team and my publicist was speaking to her publicist. I didn't want to have Ariana on if we had to release it after the reunion. I always try to think of myself like as a consumer, you're like, there's going to be 3 fucking episodes of this reunion. I'm sure we'll have gotten it all. But to all of your credit, everyone was like, yeah, but Alex, I feel like the reunion is not going to be a place where she's going to be able to speak openly and vulnerably and emotionally. And boys, let's go upstairs. Come on. Come on. So my point was, I never want to do an episode that's like, we fucking know, Alex. We saw all the drama. I hopefully pride the show on like constantly being in the zeitgeist at the top of relevancy. When you want to hear about something, call her daddy is going to talk about it. And all of you were like, yeah, you fucking bitch, have her on. Like, what the fuck? Thousands of people being like, absolutely have her on. Even when I've released guests recently in the comments of the new guest or the episode, they're like, but where's Ariana? This is going to come out literally the night before the reunion night. I need to start conceptualizing, like, what do I want this interview to be? We're going to start brainstorming questions. We have not gotten screeners for the reunion. They don't have currently the full edit yet. So by the time we record with Ariana, we may have seen the first part of the reunion, but I won't have seen the whole reunion, which I don't think is that big of a deal because I can still just ask Ariana everything about how she's feeling. The reunion was filmed a month ago. Ariana's been seen with a new guy. Like, the first step of how this usually starts is I will get on with my team that works at Call Her Daddy, and I will basically pitch to these two team members like what I envision the episode being and what I want to focus on, and then they take notes on everything I'm saying and they'll transcribe it and they'll start formatting what I said. For now, I'm just gonna word vomit everything that I'm thinking of that I want to ask her, that I want it to be about. And then after this Zoom, I will start watching the show and taking notes on like what I see from this season. And then we'll get back on after all that is transcribed. They'll build out more of my thoughts. They'll write more questions of their own that they like. And then we'll sit and we'll strategize and we will continue to workshop the interview. And then it's game time. We immediately have to get into the drama. I wanna make sure that we're structuring this in a way that someone that has no fucking idea about this drama, as universal and global as it's become, it is still like weirdly kind of niche. Like if I'm asking certain people, some people are like, I think I saw that in like the New York Times, but like I didn't read the piece because like I don't know about that shit. So when we start the interview, I think we have to first lay out who she is. We need her to tell the full story. Your partner, you found out, was having an affair with one of your friends. That is like a universal theme that we don't even need to explain too much yet. Let's go to the beginning. Walk us through who gave you the phone. Can you tell us what you saw on the phone? The storytelling of this will be the biggest part, and it should immediately basically be the first thing that we're talking about. Like, I think we have to get that granular with it because it will then infuse more of a personal interest into the story. I think Raquel, this is one of her best friends, so this is a whole different level of betrayal. We wouldn't even focus on her if they weren't friends. Apparently, and it's still a rumor, that Ariana and Tom got together because Tom cheated on his previous girlfriend. Oh, so did Tom cheat on Kristen to then be with Ariana? And it's the classic, like, well, you lose them how you got them. Like, he cheated on his ex to be with you. You still need to ask about that because that's something, like, I would want to know. So obviously viewers want to know her mental health, about how she's feeling, about how she also feels. And this has to be a whole section. Write this down. This has to be a whole section about the internet partaking in a traumatic event that just happened in her life. I want to talk about how many of her castmates are publicly speaking on this. I think every single castmate has gone on like 10 fucking podcasts. But we also need to infuse interest in like, who is Ariana? The structure is gonna be different than most interviews because we're going like backwards. Like, I wanna start with the story because I think that's where immediately people will connect. And so I think we just need to outline and start from there. We have 2 weeks. Take these notes, put it in a document, outline, storytell, and then we can start to carve out like the actual details of like, that's like the base outline and the themes. What a job.
It is. Okay, guys, we are officially 1 week out from the interview. We've done a lot of research and we've started formulating the questions for the entire interview. Today, I'm heading into the office to Zoom with someone from my team so that we can write the intro to the episode and then continue working on the questions to make the episode the best that it can be. So let's go to the office.
Okay, yeah, delete this. So we'll just say Vanderpump Rules is a reality TV show. The show just wrapped its 10th season. No, we don't need all this. They bought a house together. Add it was everyone's worst nightmare. No, it's everyone's worst nightmare. Or some bitch off Instagram. Let's maybe not say some bitch. Or some chick off Instagram. The cast already shot are steadily airing in the background. I don't like that line. This affair has been happening. Or we could just say this affair has been secretly happening the entire time season 10 was being filmed and no one knew. But now the news has leaked and the season is, maybe we don't even say it, the season is still airing. No, it won't be by the time we upload this. But now the news has leaked. So after the video, when you were watching this video, once you saw this video, what did you do next? Like, cheating is so, it's such a violation and betrayal and disgusting feeling you get over yourself when you realize something like this. Was your anger in the immediate moment equal towards them both? We need to understand what that conversation was like, because it seems like he can potentially be like a gaslighter. I feel like then we have to move this up more into their relationship. After the did you ever consider not telling anyone, there were numerous comments from your castmates about the dynamic of your relationship. I think then we should ask her point blank after this. Did you ever turn a blind eye? We're definitely getting there.
So it is the night before I interview Ariana. I've been pretty stressed out about this interview. I've worked on it. I've thought about it. I've thought like a lot. I've literally went to a bridal shower today when I told everyone I was interviewing this person. Everyone was freaking out, so excited. My last almost edit to myself for tomorrow as I head into this interview is I obviously have my questions of where I want to go, I think, with it. But my gut is telling me that this conversation is going to probably be best if I put my interview cards down. And yes, I can try to like go based off of what I thought would be the best format, but I think it's almost going to be best if I treat this like I'm talking to a girlfriend post to her finding out she got cheated on. Call Her Daddy has so many people that go back and listen to episodes 3 years later, 2 years later, and it's the themes that are universal in this situation that I'm realizing. Like, I know a lot of my listeners and viewers don't watch Vanderpump Rules and they just have seen like the light headlines. As much as I'm involved in this drama, because I've watched all of it, I'm realizing this literally looks like I'm in a garden. Okay, tomorrow in this interview, it's almost like very important for me to focus more on the themes: cheating, betrayal, loyalty, a broken friendship, distance, secrets. Every time I'm discussing something with her, we're actually really just getting underneath the themes and the feelings and the hurt. Like, I've been cheated on. So it's like talking as if we're girlfriends so that other people can feel like they can relate to this story. It's more about how we speak about it, which will probably be the most emotional conversation she's had to date, because a lot of the shit that she's done is like 10 minutes on air and you're out. And so that doesn't allow for you to actually elicit any real long form emotion and like connecting things and having like a natural human discussion that like can go anywhere. I care most about the Daddy Gang. And so as an interviewer, how do I make Ariana feel so comfortable and help her do the best interview she can do? Number two, how do I fulfill the audience that maybe listens or doesn't listen to Call Her Daddy, which is like the people that are obsessed with Vanderpump and want all the tea? And then number three, and most importantly, how do I fulfill the Daddy Gang that doesn't watch any of this shit and doesn't care? Everyone's been cheated on. Everyone's been backstabbed by a friend. Everyone has had issues with a partner. And that is the crux of the interview, is making it a universal topic and talking to Ariana in ways that we can all relate to and we've all been there. And then this episode can live forever. Don't get into the weeds. Focus on the facts. Someone was betrayed, cheated on. There was an affair with a best friend.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It is the morning of the Ariana interview. I'm really excited. I don't usually do interviews this late in the day, so I'm going to just be like sitting around waiting, but...
Hi guys, it's the day of the interview and going over questions right now. We're reconstructing the entire fucking thing. This is my pre-interview meal, usually, always.
Really?
Yeah. A bacon, egg, and cheese with, pro tip, cream cheese. It's so good. You can never go back. You can never go back. I was nervous at first. If something's getting over-publicized, like, that's my our nightmare. Like, we want to make sure that we're doing things that, like, haven't been covered.
Yeah.
But I do think we're going to get a very different take from her. Thank fucking God I watched this season, because I feel like I'm like, I could put my fucking cards down and be like, let's go. I can talk about the whole fucking thing. What was it like listening to him try and justify? Oh, that was something that people said at the bridal shower that I was at yesterday. A lot of the women were frustrated of like, I think it's like the most easy cop out when men say that they weren't like having sex, as if it was just Ariana's fault. And I think that's like such a trigger for women. It's so weak, because it's like, wait, but why weren't we having sex? Like they always use it as this like easy excuse of like, but we didn't have a connection. Why? Don't blame it on her. There was a reason she wasn't having sex with you, because you were gone every night. You were on drugs. You were out. She couldn't find you. She had to check your iPad. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck you either. Maybe start acting right and then you guys will have sex. Blaming her on like, he's lost his mojo. Like, it's 12. And she's coming at 2:30, crunch time. The day of when I'm actually picturing myself saying these things out loud, usually you kind of do an overhaul of the document and you're like, I would never say that, or like, we need to follow up here. Also a lot of deleting things, because I'm like, I don't need to have that written down. I know that's where I want to go. This is such a weird interview because there's so much that keeps coming out. So just making sure we're up to date and everything's relevant. If she's talked about something too much, we don't need to go there. Since been revealed that he got you both into couples therapy as part of his eventual plan to end the relationship. You said you hadn't considered ending the relationship before all this came out.
were you truly happy in that relationship?
I keep feeling like I have to nervous shit my pants. Aaron's like, oh my god, stop. It's the truth. I get like the jitters before interviews where I'm like, oh my god, like, do I have to shit? I also feel like I really need to like get my hair to be a little less like curled. Right, like I can look nice.
Yeah, you can look nice.
Right, like my, like, watch the Daddy Games, like, Alex, like, we're losing you. Like, you curled your hair for this interview. Like, they're not gonna say that. Ooh, let me give people also this behind the scenes. So, I spoke to my lawyers over the weekend because we were asking to see the reunion first, at least the first episode of the reunion. What happened, like, what was the energy, whatever. And so, my lawyers called me and they were like, so, you can watch the reunion. They'll send it to you in embargo, which means, like, they'll send it to me. Watermarked, no one can watch it except for myself if I was watching it. But the issue they told me was, if you want to see this, you have to sign something and you would be on the line for at least $1 million if you interview Ariana and anything from the reunion is lightly talked about in this episode.
Like, what?
Yeah. So basically, I wanted to see the episode, but then I was like, what I realized is, fuck that. I didn't want to watch the reunion because what I knew is, I want to ask her about the reunion, but if I clicked open on that tab and anything I asked her even remotely seemed like she knew that because she watched it, I was getting sued for $1 million. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to bank on myself being good enough at my job that now I have a clear conscience of like, I can ask anything about the reunion that I want and everyone will know legally, like, I never even saw the reunion, so it was just me asking and like, you can't sue me. So now I'm hoping it's like someone on their team could watch it and be like, has she watched the reunion? These questions are like insane. And it's like, no, I didn't. We didn't watch the reunion, but I'm excited to watch it. But no, we don't know anything.
This is a 10-page interview. What is the longest amount that we've ever had?
I don't know, pages note card wise, 15. Note cards, this one could be 25.
I'm gonna have a thick stack. I'm like, welcome, Ariana. Also, new merch.
Sneak preview.
Yeah, I think this is good.
Yeah, looks
adorable. Okay. Oh, mama.
Let's sit.
Get ready with me.
Get ready with me to interview our girl. Should I wear fuzzy socks? Yes. Apparently, Ariana, requested some rosé, so it's TBD if we're gonna be also getting fucked up during this interview. We like both start crying and like get so emotional. Woo! Ariana, welcome to Call Her Daddy. I have a pimple, of course. Here we go, we're going up to the studio. Let's go. Also, like, I love how we like completely changed the lighting like just before this interview. Like, let's fingers crossed that. Wow. This feels great.
Welcome to the new space.
Welcome to the new space. I never wear mascara in interviews, really. Some I do, and I feel like every time I do mascara, I clearly am doing something wrong because by the end of every fucking interview, my mascara is down my face. But I just looked at myself on camera, and it looks like I'm asleep. So I think I guess I have to go with I would rather look awake than asleep. And that's just the tea. I also never wear eyeliner, but apparently there's some new lighting. Like, I don't really look like I'm with it.
Since the last interview, we've changed the chairs, the lighting.
Oh my God.
Like, it's totally different. Again.
You're so right. No, since the last interview, we've literally changed the lighting. The color of the chairs used to be orange, and we've changed some of the things on the set in the...
Like in the background?
Yeah, in the background. It's a whole new world. Come on, Aaron, let's go. All right, now, let's see what we look like. Can you explain, though, how the past few months have been like for you? This is your life. This was your relationship. So, let's get into it. Why, are they just following her everywhere? Okay.
Thanks. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
What is your life?
Are they paparazzi back?
Yeah. They're like running.
Oh my gosh.
What's crazy about today is they've been going like in driveways, whereas usually they'll like be on the street and then they like don't. Today they've been like in driveways. I feel like it got worse.
Okay, but
over the last
week. It's the photo you posted today.
Oh yeah, what
did I tell you? You're such like a normal fucking person that's going through the whole world is talking
it's
about.
It's so weird.
I have so many questions.
I've only ever seen it like on TikTok. You know what I mean?
I know. That's why I was
so like IRL. It's so cute.
It's cute, right? It's cozy. Should we pour?
Yeah.
Let's pour some rosé.
Sometimes I feel like maybe we'll set something up where it's like actually like
we're like
a good
time,
like a good day to do it.
You're obviously of like. Details that people want, but I also know there's people that don't know all the drama, so I'm like, we don't need to get too in the weeds of like, let's close the door.
Should we have more rosé?
Yeah, can we have a little bit? Yeah, let's pour more rosé.
Well, cheers.
My
thanks
God.
For having
so
me.
So fun. We did it. That wasn't that bad.
No.
Dude.
No.
I feel like I'm like talking to a girlfriend about something that's so fucking awful. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Ellie,
bye.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey,
I'm going to pee my pants. I'll be right back. Oh my God. I just opened my phone and the first DM. If Alex Cooper has Ariana Maddox on Call Her Daddy, I will actually die. Dead. Death. Goodbye. If Ariana comes on your show, I'm dead. Well, we definitely give the people what they want. There were so many things that I, before the interview, had doubts on of like, why the fuck? This doesn't make sense. And then her being like, you have to understand, like, you're hearing parts of this, but like, then he said he tried to break up with me. No, we had a deep conversation. And then he took me out for Valentine's Day, brought me fucking flowers. Like, she connected things of like the ups and downs of a 9-year relationship. You start to be like, of course that, like, you know what I mean? Like everything she said made sense. And I think for fans of this whole drama, I think they're gonna be happy. Please text me because I'm gonna be probably up all night and ask me any questions when you're looking through this footage. Okay, we got this. Please text me. We're gonna kill this. Get yourself a coffee. I'm up. Let's go, baby. Woo, woo, woo! We did it. Daddy Gang's like screaming at me. We posted a teaser on Call Her Daddy and Daddy Gang, you know I'm usually posting like a blurred photo of the person and then putting like Wednesday over it. So you can like kind of guess this is all I posted. And so everyone's like, where's the blurred photo? Give us a chance to guess. And then I just posted this, which at the end is just it ends with just a blank picture of the seat. Cause I'm like, this is the thing about Call Her Daddy. Everyone knows we're always gonna like go for it. And I'm seeing people being like, ew, is she gonna have fucking Tom Sandoval on?
Maybe. No.
Maybe. Maybe. That's what I will say. Number one, I know we all watch reality TV for drama and like fun and it's like whatever, but meeting her, Ariana is truly, I would say, one of the sweetest, most normal people I've had in this studio. Like actually felt like she was like my middle school best friend that I'm like, I want to like protect you. I literally offered her to live in my guest house. Did you hear me? Outside,
yeah,
I was like, do you need a place to live? Like seriously, you never know. And I think what I really loved is when she dispelled the concept of like, this isn't fake, this is my life. But what I will say is I think there was a lot of new information that I think is really hard to get new information at this point in the game. The New York fucking Times has written about this, CNN, like everyone has done something on this. And this is first long form interview she did and we definitely got more information. So that's a win. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. I wanna go eat. I like that no one knows where the Call Her Daddy studio is. This actually happened one more time with Hailey Bieber, but it was at the different studio and I didn't go outside because I saw a paparazzi. I didn't see the paparazzi at first and then I was like, well,
here we go.
So you know what? It's all good. But overall, I think it's a 10 out of 10. Like, then we're on to the next week. This is why also this business, and I think it's important to share this with the Daddy Gang. By the time everyone watches this, I will be on to the next episode. And that's like the fun, but also kind of unforgiving part of this industry is like, I don't even get to pause to like go through what you guys are going through, which is watch it. Like I'm producing the next thing, which is like the next interview tomorrow. So I'm excited that I get to like give this to everyone, but like we're on to the next. This Scandoval scandal is hereby over. Go watch Call Her Daddy. It's a great fucking interview. Okay, Illy. On to the next, okay. Next.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.